you want. Sweet chocolate, chocolate malt, candy, gumdrops, anything you want. You've come to the right man because I'm the candy man.
WSGW.
Who can take a sunrise?
Your morning team show.
I bet chocolate wins hands down.
I think you're right.
The Candyman.
There's a throwback for you with Sammy Davis Jr. doing the Candyman song.
The Candyman can, because he mixes it with love and makes the world taste good.
Of course, we do it for a reason. In studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie and Louis. I know you're singing along at your home studio.
Right next to all my candy dishes.
Yes, I indeed. Thought so. A Canadian company is seeking a full-time candy man. They're going to call him a candyologist. Serve as a taste tester for the company's confections. It's called Candy Funhouse, based in Mississauga, Ontario. And the position offers $47 an hour.
Whoa!
Hey,
that's
right. Healthy.
Excuse me.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You're on your way.
That's Canadian. That's Canadian.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, still have to work the numbers, I think.
You'd be paid to sample and review some of the company's 3,000 candy and chocolate treats. Candidates should have enthusiasm and eagerness to try confectionery products, according to the job posting. The company is looking for honest and objective opinions on the products that will be taste tested. Applications are being accepted online through February 15th.
The benefits
those
include
with diabetes
dental care.
Need not apply.
Yeah, you know, that'd be a question. Wait a minute, that's why you need so much money.
Yeah, right.
Pay the dental bill. Whoa. I will have a link up on this story for you on our morning team page in case you want to investigate. And by the way, it says here it is a remote working position. It's not like, well, you couldn't go there anyway because the border's closed.
Right here.
You can do it right here. Maybe we could do it on the morning team show.
There we go. Every morning.
Every morning we'll taste test a new candy.
Send back our report.
Exactly right.
Wouldn't you be disappointed if they're the company that made the Thanksgiving dinner?
No!
No, thank you.
I already know it's not. That was Brock's.
That was Brock's.
Yeah, it was Brock's. Yes.
Yeah, and it says here the candidates will play an integral role in selecting the candies that will be part of the first ever Candy Funhouse branded candy line. Oh, I didn't know that was brand new.
Mm.
How about that? So, yeah.
So it's not Cadbury or somebody like that.
No, no. Candy Funhouse is the name. They say at Candy Funhouse, confectionery is a science.